people seeking to register their vehicles have expressed worry about the cumbersome nature of the new registration. They complain that with the current system, vehicle owners have to run around different locations to register, unlike the previous system where the whole process was done in one compound. Last year, the DVLA decentralizes operations with the aim of getting their services to the doorsteps of their clients. However, vehicle owners say this is not working. Yvonne Atiligo looks at this problem in perspective and the side of the DVLA on the issue.
A visit to the licensing office branch at 37 of the DVLA saw a long queue of vehicles waiting to be registered. This long queue is not a new thing, as it has always been so every year. It is to check these long queues at their offices that the DVLA spread out its offices to reduce the processing of vehicles. Some drivers Radio Ghana spoke to complained that the process is too tiring.
The frustration there is too much because nowadays they've outsourced the checking and the rest to dummy. You have to go to dummy for a checkup before you come. It's a tedious process. You don't renew roadworthy here again. You have to go to dummy or wager. It's a whole lot of problems. I decided to go. My brother, whom I came with, he's just going inside to do the arrangement to place the paper so that when he gets to assembly, other than that, if me alone came, I would have gone home.
Yeah, some of the frustration, number one is how we are going. You know, there is a whole lot of traffic and you have to maneuver to get your way through. Apart from that, when we get there, you're going to be on a queue, especially where we go and pay the money. You have to go through the various stages of the registration. You have to go and sit on a seat and they'll be pushing here and there. It takes a very long time for you to go through the process. So it's very tedious, actually. It's very, very tedious.
But the acting regional manager of DVLA, Abraham Tete, thinks otherwise. He says decentralizing the system is rather stress-free. He adds that drivers like to put themselves through stress as they do not want to follow due process. Mr. Tete worries about why people have to buy cars and wait to acquire a new number.
It's like a ritual. You know, every the beginning of every year, everybody wants a new number on his vehicle so that he will say he's the latest man in town. And therefore, people buy cars some around November, October, even July, and then they pack it in the house. I want to have the 2013 number. This is why we have this crisis. The clients, too, it's a stress on them. People come here as early as 4 a.m. to come and join the queue. People keep cars for no reason. And after 1 week, the new number they think they've got becomes an old number.
Mr. Tete also goes through the registration process and gives statistics of cars registered so far.
Yvonne Atiligo on the new DVLA registration.